Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
And Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, hope springs eternal in the world of sports, and we are going to get to all the big stories, including the NBA megastar that should be demanding a trade off of his team, why all eyes in Major League Baseball continue to be fixated on Detroit, Michigan, and the single most pathetic thing, and there are a lot of them, the single most pathetic thing about Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels. And it is pathetic, and it's not what you're expecting. Our bets for tonight will close the show. I'll just tell you right now, I'm betting the Orioles again, fading the Detroit Tigers on Tarik Skubal watch. I expect them to trade Tarik Skubal. I think they're going to lose again today to the Baltimore Orioles. Had a winner last night. We'll look to keep it rolling coming up today on this Tuesday. The phone number, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. You can follow me, your boy, Nick Kostos, on all social platforms at The Kostos. But we officially begin the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet in celebration. Today, we celebrate because today, across this great country of ours, 32 out of 32 NFL teams will be practicing. 32 teams reporting for training camp as of this morning. If I can paraphrase Dumb and Dumber for a moment as it concerns football season, we're there, man. 9 days away from the Hall of Fame game next Thursday with the Cardinals and the Panthers. 16 days away from what is in earnest week one of the preseason, a huge slate that opening Thursday night, 2 weeks from this Thursday, 16 days away. And we are less than 50 days away from the official start of the 2026 NFL regular season. What a time to be alive. Now I'm going to be really candid and honest with everybody. I have not yet fully formed my opinions on all 32 teams. On all 8 divisions. I don't know yet who I'm picking to play on Championship Sunday in each conference. I don't know who I'm going to be betting on to make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. I have an idea of what I want to do. I have some teams that I'm percolating on, teams I'm thinking about. The San Francisco 49ers are a team I've been discussing all offseason. But I don't have those fully formed opinions as of yet. Most teams haven't even had one training camp practice. We've had no preseason games. Unfortunately, injuries are a big part of this, and we don't know who's going to get hurt in between now and the start of the regular season. And also, it's only July. And we're going to have to save a lot of this for the grand old month of August. And obviously, all the predictions will be finalized as we head into the start of the season at the beginning of September. But with all of that said, like, I may not have the strongest opinion right now on, let's say, you know, will the Washington Commanders go over or under their win total? I have an idea of what I want to do, but I wouldn't describe it as the strongest feeling that I have about that team. The Indianapolis Colts are a mystery to me as of right now. You know, Daniel Jones is apparently going to be practicing soon, coming off, you know, the Achilles injury at the end of last year. Is he going to be playing in week one for Indy when they host the Baltimore Ravens, 3.5-point home dogs in that game? How's he going to look coming up in training camp? And if he looks good, I think Shane Steichen's a great coach. I like the talent on offense and defense for Indianapolis. Can they be a surprise team? Now, I just use Indianapolis as an example, right? I don't know how the Colts are going to be this year. And there are certain teams that fall under that umbrella where I'm not 100% sure yet what I want to do with them. But there are teams, there are divisions that I do feel pretty confident in. And barring significant injury to the principal players on these teams, barring horrendous preseason performances or the vibes being really bad or something unexpected happening, I don't see myself changing opinions, strong opinions, on a bunch of teams. Now, this is positive stuff, teams I really like this year, and the betting market likes some of these teams too. This will just be me saying I either agree with the betting market, I agree with consensus, or I'm even higher than consensus, or I think more highly of them than the betting market does. There are teams that I feel terrible about, conversely. And some of them, the betting market doesn't like them, and I like them even less. And some of them, the betting market and people like quite a bit. And I just can't get there. And I'm going to tell you the reasons why. So I've picked a couple teams here. As today basically marks the official start of the 2026 NFL season, all training camps open today. I picked a couple teams that I really like, and a couple teams that I really do not like. So let's chop it up. And let's get ready for some football. And we can begin the teams that I like in the AFC East. Now, here's my question for everybody. And I want Tyler Morales on our show crew to listen, because Tyler went to the Neo Akon concert this weekend. I was not there. I'm a family man at this point in my life. Well, apparently, Tyler was puking outside a bar after the Neo Akon concert. Tyler's like 32 years old at this point. Tyler should not be puking outside the bar. And my sense is, even though, like, I didn't talk to Tyler about his potential hangover the next day, Tyler probably had a hangover. And look, we've all been there. I've been there more times than I'd care to admit. My 20s and early 30s were basically spent in a drunken stupor in a smoke-filled room. So I certainly understand this. And man, when you got a bad hangover, that bleep sucks. It sucks. It's horrible. And we all try to fight it. We all try to combat the hangover. We all have things that, now for me, it was just like lay in bed with my eyes closed until I felt better. Not the best method, and I can admit that. You know, some people will drink a Gatorade at the end of the night before they go to bed. Others will chug Pedialyte. I think we now have this like Gen Z thing, meaning that I don't think my age group ever did this, where they will actually like have an IV like the at night or the next morning, and it helps them feel better. God bless. We are all looking to avoid the hangover because hangovers suck. I do not think that this year the New England Patriots, the reigning, defending American Football Conference, better known to you and yours as the AFC, the reigning AFC champion New England Patriots, I don't think they need a yellow Gatorade. I don't think they need the Pedialyte. I don't think they need the IV. Maybe they've been out drinking all night. Maybe they've been at the bar until 2:30 in the morning. Maybe Diana Rossini was there as well. Doesn't matter. The New England Patriots will not be struck by the Super Bowl hangover. And the reason why I know that to be true, and the reason why I really like the Patriots this year, and to be fair, like the betting market does as well, plus 850 to go back-to-back and win the AFC for a second straight year, plus 145 to win the AFC East, and of course, all numbers, courtesy of our show sponsor, BetMGM. They're the second choice to win the division, Buffalo the favorite at minus 150. They're a minus 185 price to make the playoffs. Betting market says New England will return to the postseason. And a win total of basically 10. So, bettors expect the Patriots to not really get hit by the Super Bowl hangover, based on the numbers that I just gave you. I feel even more confident than that. And I've been percolating on this take and on this opinion. And I'd like to offer briefly a tip of the cap to our friends, the whale capper Drew Dinsick from NBC Sports and the Deep Dive podcast, one of the betting analysts in the sports media that I trust and respect the most. And Drew came on the show last week and kind of waxed poetic about the Patriots and his, you know, his positive outlook on New England this year. And I texted with Drew a little bit afterwards, and it was an opinion that I've had as well. And hearing him so bullish in it, and this is not me blaming him if it doesn't go the way I expect it to, like, I'll put my name on it. I don't see a hangover for this team this season. I think they can absolutely win the AFC East, not the Buffalo Bills. And I think that right now, and I don't think Buffalo's going to be bad. So please don't, this is not like New England's good, Buffalo's bad. I think they're both really good. Just that, for as much optimism as I might have about Buffalo now with the new head coach in Joe Brady, there's still some unknown there, right? With Joe Brady now stepping into the head role as the head coach and Jim Leonard now calling the plays defensively. Now, I think it's going to go well for Buffalo. And I think Buffalo could absolutely be one of the final teams standing this season. But if I'm trying to accurately project this, like in my head, like I know the Patriots coaching staff is good. I know, make your jokes about Mike Vrabel, the guy's a really good head coach. We know Josh McDaniels might be the worst head coach in the history of head coaches in the National Football League, but he a damn good offensive coordinator. And now Zach Kirch, this will be his first full season calling the plays on defense for the Patriots, and he did a spectacular job last year in that role for New England. Also, the talent on the roster, the 53-man roster for New England, is undeniably better entering this season than it was last season. Now, I know what the counter to this is, right? I'm not an ostrich, right? My head's not in the sand. The Patriots had the, not one of, not figuratively, literally, the easiest schedule in the history of the NFL last season. It was a joke, their schedule. It was a joke. It's going to be way tougher this year. And obviously, it starts in the season opener on the road in Seattle, where they're 3.5-point road dogs. So it's going to be more difficult. I know that. Also, though, the team is better. And lest we forget, and yes, some of it is due to the fact that the schedule was easy, and obviously when they stepped up in class, come playoff time, Drake May didn't play as well. I get it. You could say that about a lot of quarterbacks, though. Have to play that Houston Texans swarm. Like, think about the defenses that New England played in the final three rounds of the postseason. Houston, Denver, and Seattle. No one should or would be surprised if we finished this season and one of those three defenses was the number one defense in the NFL. Now, I'm not making excuses for some of Drake May's poor play in those games. Like, he needs to be better. He absolutely needs to be better in those spots. But I think, like, if we're going to say that they fattened up on an easy schedule early in the year, then I think we can legitimately not totally dismiss or totally hand wave it away, but I think there's reason why Drake May probably struggled a little bit in those games. Rumors that he's not fully healthy, obviously dealing with a shoulder injury. Will Campbell's a train wreck at left tackle. Well, what did the Patriots do this offseason? Here's Caleb Lomu in the first round, left tackle out of Utah. Now, I don't know if he's going to start immediately, Maybe Will Campbell begins the season at left tackle. Lo moves a swing. We'll see how it goes. My sense is, I can be wrong, I think I'm right, is that at some point this year, Will Campbell kicks inside and Lomu takes over at left tackle. That's my expectation. And people said before the Patriots took Will Campbell fourth overall in last year's draft that he projects more as a guard, an interior lineman, than a left tackle. So maybe that just makes the Patriots' offensive line better right away. I think it probably will, if and when it happens this year. How about A.J. Brown joining the team? And A.J. Brown right now is like a guy that just got out of a toxic relationship. And the implication here is not that, like, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in Philly, that they, like, did anything to cause this. I've talked about it a lot this offseason, right, as it concerns A.J. Brown in Philly. It doesn't seem like A.J. Brown's a bad guy, or Jalen Hurts is a bad guy, or that anything significant happened here despite rumors to the contrary. It's all rumors, it's all scuttlebutt, it's all noise. Based on what those two guys actually say out loud, there's no, like, tremendous beef. Friends that drifted apart. And the offense was clearly and obviously broken last year with Kevin Petullo, and Jalen Hurts plays a role in that as well, and A.J. Brown also played a role in it. A.J. Brown got ripped by Mike Vrabel after the first Patriots practice. After the first practice, remember, Patriots opened a little early because they play in the season opener, right? Before other teams play, right? On Friday. First play of training camp, Drake May rips a pass to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown drops it. Drake May said after that practice, I'm trying to make a statement on the first play. Mike Vrabel rips A.J. Brown in front of the team. Now, if Nick Sirianni had done that, A.J. Brown probably would have, you know, posted something to the media on Instagram like speak softly and carry a knife. Or something really cryptic, right? That had everybody guessing like this is, you know, a Batman movie or some detective movie. Nah. In Foxborough, A.J. Brown's like, yeah, I get it. I understand what Coach Vrabel's trying to do. And he's got a 1,000-watt smile on his face. He looks like he just broke out of Shawshank. He's going to have a huge year this year for the Patriots. Also, here's Romeo Doubs. And look, I think Stephon Diggs still has it to a degree, at least on the field. Romeo Doubs is better at this point than Stephon Diggs is. Not for the balance of their careers, so listen to what I'm saying. I don't know if Romeo Doubs will ever be as good at his best as Stephon Diggs has been at his best. But at this point, on the trajectory of their careers, with Steph Diggs clearly on the back nine, probably on the final hole or two. Let that one hang for a second. Romeo Doubs is definitely better. Like, they're better. The Patriots are better. Here's Kevin Byard on defense. Anyone watch Kevin Byard last year? I think they're going to be awesome. Drake May was almost won MVP of the league. He almost, like, there's no way you could convince me. I don't know how many people are saying this, but like, Drake May does not stink. Drake May is not overrated. Drake May is on the cusp of absolute mega and superstardom. Mega and superstardom. Stud young quarterback. An offensive line that I expect to be better, and I love the signing of Elijah Vera Tucker, the former Jet. Obviously, the questions surrounding him are about health, and they are well-founded questions, and maybe he can't stay healthy, which he's pretty much been unable to do in his time since being made a first-round pick by the Jets. Man, if he stays healthy, this line gonna kick ass. Has the potential to be really good, especially if Will Campbell can figure it out and cannot be a turnstile at left tackle. This line has a chance to be really good. A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs, like an embarrassment of riches at receiver. Like Kayshon Booty almost got traded 15 times this offseason. All he does is make big plays down the field. Read the training camp reports. I do, because I love this stuff. He's been great at camp. Mike Vrabel can't stop praising Kayshon Booty. Involved in all these trade rumors, never lets it get to him. That's good stuff from Kayshon. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks. Love the coaching staff. Yes, the schedule's harder. It is, undeniably, a lot harder. But the team's also better. No Pedialyte, no Gatorade, no IV, no Tylenol, no Advil. Really, the only thing the Patriots need is no New York Post and no TMZ. As of right now, my AFC East champion, the New England Patriots. We're just getting started here on a terrific Football Tuesday on You Better You Bet. On the other side, a couple other teams that I really, really like this season, And the one we will start with is one with a new head coach. We are on Westwood One Sports, and the show is presented by our friends at BetMGM.
The wait is over. Every NFL team is now in training camp. Football is back, and so are the storylines. We'll keep you on top of it all. Happy football season, everybody. Westwood One Sports.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Empowered. Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Your coffee would never get cold. Your flight would always be on time. And your mattress would always respond to you and your unique sleep needs. Sleep Number mattresses are designed to respond to your body and shift with your changing life, helping you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
So, man, how are you not excited for football? That Ravens-Steelers game, Week 18 Sunday Night Football, Division Championship, how good is that? How good is it? How good is it? That game may have, although I guess if you take the word of Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti, basically, he was going to fire John Harbaugh, basically, no matter what, whether they won that game or not. But certainly did not help John Harbaugh in his quest to remain head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Okay, I understand what you are going to say to me, or at least think in your head, since you can't, thankfully, can't talk to me while I'm talking on the air. That would be a disaster. But I know what you're going to say when I tell you I love the Baltimore Ravens this year. You will say, but Nick, everybody loves the Baltimore Ravens this year. Just look at their prices at BetMGM. They are one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, co-favorites along with Buffalo to win the AFC, minus 115 to win the AFC North, so they're the favorite to win that division, and a win total sitting at about 11. So everybody loves Baltimore. Why do I get to say I also love the Baltimore Ravens if everybody loves Baltimore? The answer, I am tremendously confident in Jesse Minter, the Ravens' new head coach, and there's some projection needed here, right? And you do. We all have opinions. We all put our thumb on the scale a little bit. I'm going to do it with the Dallas Cowboys this season. I'm going to put my thumb on the scale because I believe in Christian Parker and some of the talent they've brought in. And I admit that. There's some bias involved here based on my opinions. Just the same way there's bias with you and your opinions. And we're all sports fans, and we're all welcome to those opinions. My opinion, Jesse Minter is going to be an absolute monster. My opinion, I think he can be Mike McDonald 2.0. Mike McDonald 2.0 as one of the next great defensive coaches in the National Football League. I think he's a stud. I loved this hire for the Baltimore Ravens. And you know my opinion. And it was the same opinion I had about Buffalo with Sean McDermott. Baltimore with John Harbaugh. Enough was enough, and it's time for a change. Shout out to the late, great Owen Hart. Where you can't keep going to the playoffs every year with a stud, like first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and keep getting bounced before you make the Super Bowl. A change had to be made. Credit to Buffalo for doing it. Here's Joe Brady. Credit to Baltimore for doing it. Here is Jesse Minter. And I believe that Jesse Minter is going to take this Ravens defense, especially with Nnamdi Madubuike. It feels like he's going to play in week one. Remember, he had that terrible neck injury Monday Night Football and the loss last year to the Lions. He's a stud interior pass rusher, run stuffer. He is a great player. And I've talked about him a bunch this offseason as he looks to come back from the neck. He's been cleared to practice. Now, he might not practice today for Baltimore. He might not practice tomorrow. Might not be this week. Might not be next week. But he going to practice. And it feels like he's going to play week one on the road in Indianapolis. It is a gigantic, gigantic deal for the Baltimore Ravens. Here's Trey Hendrickson rushing the passer. Not a bad consolation prize on the whole Max Crosby brouhaha. Which feels like, did that actually really happen? Remember when the Ravens traded for Max Crosby and then walked it back? Remember when that happened? And here's Trey Hendrickson. You know, Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, said after the fact, we were trying to get Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson. Sure you were. We don't believe you. You need more people. But Trey Hendrickson's there now. One of the best secondaries in the league. And yeah, Lamar Jackson's still the quarterback. Now, last year, not great for Lamar Jackson. Not healthy. Ravens missed the postseason. Seems unfathomable with a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber that that should happen. We'll get to another team later this hour with a stud all-world quarterback that missed the postseason as well. I cannot imagine or fathom a world where Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense struggles again this season. Especially considering I expect the offensive line to certainly be better this year than it was last year. Do you, the person watching or listening, do you respect Odyssey Sports NFL insider, ultimate football guy, Brian Baldinger? I know you do, because you love ball, and you know ball, and you know that Baldy knows ball. And I know that Baldy knows ball. So if we collectively know that Baldy knows ball, and Baldy tells us that Vega Iona from Penn State is the best offensive lineman in the draft, and then the Baltimore Ravens select him to anchor the interior of their offensive line, then since Baldy knows ball, we know that Baldy knows ball, and we know ball, we know that the Ravens have improved their offensive line. And here's Ethan Pochich coming over at center just a couple days ago. They've got their center now. They've got their center. Derrick Henry still in the backfield. And maybe this is the year he falls off, but then again, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe we keep predicting this to happen every year, and maybe it never happens. And by the second maybe, I mean definitely, because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. The Ravens' fortunes this year ultimately will hang not necessarily on Jesse Minter, not necessarily even on Lamar Jackson, but on a precocious youth, more than a decade younger than yours truly, new Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who will be 30 during this season. spent last season as like Ben Johnson's understudy, the offensive coordinator. We know Ben Johnson is the offense in Chicago, but spent last season in Chicago with Ben Johnson. So there's some projection here with Declan Doyle as well, and I acknowledge that, right? I'm putting my finger on the scale. I think it's going to work given the talent involved. I think they're going to unlock Zay Flowers. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a way better... How could he not have a better season? And also, I look at the rest of the teams in this division. Cleveland, almost certainly going to be bad this year. I don't even mean that as an insult. I just told you the Sun's going to come out tomorrow. The Cleveland Browns are going to be bad this year. I'm not super into the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, although I will admit I am slightly intoxicated by Aaron Rodgers reuniting with his family just as a human interest story. I love it. I love that. I think Mike McCarthy's a great guy, and he's a good coach. I don't think the Steelers' ultimate upside, the ceiling, is that high for Pittsburgh this year. And I know a lot of people, including people I really respect, and I mean that sincerely. I can be wrong. Also, they can be wrong. They love the Cincinnati Bengals this year. I do not. This is Baltimore's division. I would be, you know, an injury to Lamar Jackson notwithstanding. And obviously you could say that about Josh Allen gets hurt, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. Pending significant injuries to the most principal players on the team, I would be stunned, shocked, flabbergasted, gobsmacked if the Baltimore Ravens did not win the AFC North this year. And if they were not one of the final at least four teams standing in the AFC, and maybe, just maybe, I'll have the Baltimore Ravens playing on Championship Sunday. You better, you bet. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Terrific Football Tuesday. All right, we had a team in the AFC East. We had a team in the AFC North. As we move, it would be weird if I'm like that now, the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go to the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts utterly mystify me at this moment. I can't go with Indy as the team that I really like, even if I think that Indy's upside is really high. Like, the Colts' upside is to win the AFC South. Remember what they were last year. And I know, even prior to the Achilles tear, that the Colts' offense was on the skids a little bit. I understand. But the way they started the year, Shane Steichen is a wonderful coach and a great play caller. And I think he's kind of a difference-making head coach with what he's been able to do. Indy's upside's high, but we also have to acknowledge, given the quarterback, given the injury, that the floor is pretty low. So I can't really get there with Indy, even if for all the Colts fans out there, I'm acknowledging that the upside is high. I have no interest in Tennessee. We'll get to them. I like Jacksonville. I don't love the Jaguars this year, but I do like Jacksonville, and I think Jacksonville is a team that will be like... It wouldn't shock me if Jacksonville missed the playoffs. It wouldn't shock me if Jacksonville was, you know, like the sixth seed in the playoffs. So I think either outcome is possible. The team that I believe will rule the roost in the AFC South this season is the Houston Texans. Now, Houston is the favorite to win the division at our show sponsor, BetMGM. The Texans plus 120 to win the AFC South, plus 900 to win the AFC, and a win total of about 10. Let's start with the defense. A common, I don't know if I want to use the word trope, because trope almost has a negative connotation to it, but something that people will say a lot, and I think it's been proven to mostly be accurate, right? When we think about year-over-year performance in the National Football League, you will hear a lot of people say, and it's correct, right? So this is not me, like everyone's wrong that says this. They're not. That offense and offensive performance, it's a good performance, elite performance, is stickier, meaning more likely to happen again, stickier year over year than defense. Because with defense, you could point to maybe you lose one player and it's the Jenga Tower, the whole Jenga Tower comes crumbling down. Or maybe, like the Chicago Bears did last season. This is not me saying I dislike the Bears. But the Bears had fantastic turnover luck last season. Fantastic, right? In the same sense as the New York Jets had the worst turnover and zero interceptions an entire season. Like, unlikely statistically to happen again, right? You understand what I'm saying. So there will be people that will say Houston's defense was so unbelievably next level good last season. Where, and like, think about this, right? And I don't know if the suggestion is they would have beaten Seattle in the Super Bowl, but let's say in the playoffs, CJ Stroud was simply average instead of Nathan Peterman. Instead of like the worst quarterback you've ever seen, where people like me are calling correctly, I believe, for him to be benched at halftime of the divisional round game in Foxborough against the Patriots for Davis Mills and his giraffe neck. What if CJ Stroud had been simply average? Better question. What if CJ Stroud was what he was as a rookie last year in the playoffs? Do the Texans go to the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they would have beaten Seattle at all. I think Seattle would have won the game. So you trust Sam Darnold and Seattle's offense more, right? But would the Texans have gotten there? I'm being serious. You don't think they would, if they would have beaten, if they had gotten average quarterback play in that game against the Patriots, they would have beaten New England, right? We all watched the game. And then on the road in Denver against Jarrett Stidham with that defense, you think Denver would have won that game? Come on, stop it. Now, again, I think Seattle would have beaten them. But the Texans, with an average quarterback play in last year's playoffs, go to the Super Bowl. No? Am I wrong? This defense is going to be nasty this year. Like Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags. The mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Get the megaphone ready. Put the armpits in the face. They're the nasty boys this season. They're going to be tremendous. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be the defensive player of the year. He is utterly unstoppable. And Anderson and Danielle Hunter form, for my money, the premier 1-2 pass rushing duo in the National Football League. And there are other good ones. For me, Anderson and Hunter top the list. Monsters at all three levels. Al Shaier is you could now make kind of a dirty player, but he's awesome at the linebacker position. The secondary is an embarrassment of riches. Look at the cornerbacks. Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. Is that the best 1-2 cornerback combo in the league? Pretty damn good, right? D'Amico, all 3 years he's been the head coach. So really, for Houston, what it comes down to, can C.J. Stroud pull his head out of his derriere? Can he be average to slightly above average, and anything other than that is gravy if the defense is going to be what I'm expecting it to be this season? So now let's consider the factors around CJ Stroud, right? The offensive line was horrendous last year, and to be fair, there's train wreck potential for it this year. I'm acknowledging that. But what I will also say, my opinion, I think I'm going to be right on this, is that the Texans' offensive line will be a pretty good amount better this year than it was last year. And I know that, you know, this national audience may not necessarily be interested in, like, the weeds breakdown of the offensive line positions. I'm just going to tell you, and we'll be really quick on this. Arante Ursary is playing the blindside left tackle. He was a rookie last year. I think he, I don't know if his potential is to be Orlando Pace, but I think he's going to be an above-average NFL left tackle. Something to be said for that, right? Wyatt Teller comes over at left guard from Cleveland. Been a steady option throughout his career. The center situation makes you a little queasy because Keon Rutledge, the first-round pick, played guard in college. They're going to try and transition him to center. We'll see how that goes. But he's a road grader, physical. And that's what this team needed. Some of the physicality of the defense to morph over and bleed over to the offensive side of the ball. Ed Ingram is a reliable right guard, and Braden Smith is a reliable right tackle. I'm not saying they're the 92 Cowboys as far as an offensive line goes, but I absolutely feel they'll be better. Let's talk more about offensive physicality. You want it? Here's David Montgomery toting the rock. I don't think David Montgomery is Earl Campbell, but he's a huge upgrade over what the Texans were trotting out there last year. And now, a 1-2 punch of Montgomery and Woody Marks is not horrendous. It's not the best. It's not the best, but it's not horrendous, and it's better than what they had last year. Here's Nico Collins, one of the best receivers in the league. Year two of the Iowa State boys, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. I think Higgins can be a stud this year for the Houston Texans. And there's a guy, you'll remember his name, we haven't talked about him in a long time, because at the end of two NFL seasons ago, the 24 NFL season, he basically, his leg exploded. ACL. LCL, MCL, BCL, ZCL. If there's a CL in the knee, Tank Dell tore it. Plus, like, fractured patella. Is a patella in the leg? Femur, leg, whatever. Everything that could go wrong with the leg went wrong for Tank Dell. Missed all of last year. All of them. Do you remember how good he was when he played? Now, maybe he won't be what he was prior to the injury, but if he's even like, is he 80% of what he was? 85%? Do you understand what a big deal that is for this offense? And they can run the ball a little bit now, and the line's better? If CJ Stroud can give you anything more than he gave you last year, and the bar is low, why can't this team go to the Super Bowl? I said it. Why can't the Houston Texans go to the Super Bowl this year? The Houston Texans will win the AFC South. And as of this moment right now, now this is pencil, not pen. It's July 28th. I reserve the right to change my mind. As it stands right now, I will have the Houston Texans playing on Championship Sunday. And perhaps on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, if the Texans aren't playing on Super Bowl Sunday, if their season ends in the AFC Championship game, there will be a team that it ends against, a team that I like even better. I'll tell you who that team is next here on You Better You Bet.
Less than 1 week until the MLB trade deadline. Buyers, sellers, contenders, pretenders. Who could be on the move? The lines are about to be drawn. Westwood One Sports.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide and services to showcase your invention. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Lowe's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to Safe Place.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Yard touchdown pass, first and 10. Here comes the drive here by Hand. The throw by Mahomes, incomplete. Flag thrown, looking for
Mahomes. Is down. Mahomes
Trip
is
Schuster, down. He sure
time
is.
Time out for injury.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Today, BetMGM plays. What's great about BetMGM is basically every day. But look, today is today, so we'll say today. Today. Yesterday. Tomorrow. Today. BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. Next hour on the show, we will be joined by friend of You Better You Bet, Carrington Harrison, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, afternoon drive host to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. Kevin Harlan and company on the call last season on CBS when Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL in December against the Los Angeles Chargers. Putting a sour period on an awful, no good, very bad season for the Kansas City Chiefs. That somehow, I still can't believe it happened. We all watched it happen. I still can't believe it. Inexplicably ended at 6-11 and out of the postseason. The Denver Broncos are loaded. Loaded. Basically returned the same team plus Jalen Waddle. Now, new play caller on offense in Davis Webb. We will talk about all of these things. I have a lot to say about every team as we approach the start of the season. But Denver's loaded. The Chargers are everybody's team du jour. Right? Mike McDaniel calling the offense, Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert. I get the optimism. I understand. The favorite at BetMGM, actually, though, to win the division, the AFC West, is the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are favored to win the division, despite the fact that it feels, and I'm not trying to create this narrative that no one thinks the Chiefs are going to be good. I'm not saying that. But I think if you ask most people, hey, what do you like in the division? People will say Denver or LA. That's been my anecdotal experience, at least. And that's not, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, that's not me asking my next door neighbor. Big Montreal Canadiens fan, nice guy. This is me talking to people, friends of mine in the NFL media. Not that they have to be right and you have to be wrong, but people that do this for a living, right? And are invested in it big time. They like Denver or they like the Bolts. Maybe people are sleeping on the Chiefs. Now, we could talk about the additions on defense, right? Mansoor Delane, trade up first round to the draft corner. After losing Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson, right? Steve Spagnuolo, tremendous secondary coach and obviously a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. Peter Woods and R. Mason Thomas on the defensive line, right? We can talk about that. Eric Bieniemy back calling the defense. And of course, we are aware of the situation involving his wife and his son. And just thank God his wife is okay. And like the prayers to his family sincerely for Eric sleeping with Bieniemy, one of the great nicknames of all time. We're glad that his wife is okay. He's back. Kenneth Walker at the running back position, going to matter a lot. But really what this comes down to, for me, with the Kansas City Chiefs, plus 750 to win the AFC, yes, minus 210 to make the playoffs, win total of basically about 10. Why I like the Chiefs, and you know, insert laugh here, because I loved the Chiefs last year, my Super Bowl prediction, and they didn't even make the playoffs. The quarterback. Here's number 15. The dragon in red. And it's possible that a couple hours from now, we'll have video of Patrick Mahomes practicing for Kansas City. That's possible. After tearing his ACL in December. I'll leave you with this to end the hour. If you think about the great quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League, whether they've won a ton of Super Bowls, Mahomes already has three, or not. The Bradys, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, you can go down the list. They almost never have a losing season. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Now, it can, but it usually doesn't. History bears that out. What I believe to be likely is we will, 10 years from now, look back on the 2025 season, and I'm a Giants fan, right? I'm not a Chiefs fan saying this. We will look back on the 2025 Kansas City Chiefs season as the ultimate anomaly. Remember when that happened? How weird was that? Can you believe that actually happened given what happened afterwards? I'd be stunned if it happened again. Here's the bottom line. scouts and executives and coaches and networks and talking heads can say whatever they want. The best quarterback in the National Football League is still Patrick Mahomes. And I believe the Kansas City Chiefs will be back on Championship Sunday this year. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we started with friend of the show, Carrington Harrison.
This is Westwood One Sports.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live. And you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Drip Drop is a doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that helps your body and mind work better. Trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro sports teams, Drip Drop is engineered to hydrate faster and more effectively than water alone. With three times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, stock up now at DripDrop.com and use promo code Radio20 for 20% off your first order. That's DripDrop.com, promo code Radio20 for 20% off your first order.
And you should always consult your financial and tax professional.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.